Perhaps you remember from last week that we said that we would continue last week's shiurs today, and that's what I'd like to do. If you remember, the sugya which we dealt with was the smichus between mishpotim and matan Torah, and we tried to show that against our initial feeling that doesn't seem any particular reason why Shoya and Boya and Mave and Heva have to come right after the Aseres HaDibros. Like, Shmois is a narrative book. We learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we talk about Matan Torah, we talk about the going through the Midbar and so on and so forth. But why does it need Mishpatim over there? And I suggested that we see from the kind of Mishpatim which the Torah is mechayev us, that what the Torah wants to tell us is what an Mamleches Kayanim, V'goy Kodesh, should look like. Because the things which seem to be just Mishpatim, but they have so many implications about being an Elech Yid and being Taka Mamleches Kohen and V'Goy Kodesh. We talked about the Tichus, which the Torah puts on somebody who's a Meshiv Aveda, or about the Avoid, that you have to constantly deal with this poor person who borrowed the money, that he comes in the morning to pick up his, to give, bring back his blanket, and at night to pick up the, it's a terrible thing. And very, very difficult things to do. And so, Kemat, we saw and we learned that the Torah's Mishpatim are really, that's what the Rosh really, the Chacham really asked, Moho Eidos HaChukim VaMishpatim, and the Malbim learns over there that Mishpatim is Moho Mishpatim. Like, why does the Torah have to give us Mishpatim? Has to give us Chukim and Eidos, does he? Yeah. Because how do we know that we're supposed to do these things? How do we know we're not supposed to wear shatnas? How do we know this and that? So we need that from the Rabbi Nishlalam. But what to do with a guy who steals something that he dafka has to pay kefil, and Chveze, Boyers, Potan, why does the Rabbi Nishlalam have to give us, let each society choose those punishments or whatever it is, yeah, which seem most effective in that particular society. And why does the Rabbi Nishlalam have to tell us, this is what I want you to do, and that's what he wanted to do? So the Torah says, Utztoko Tielano. So we touched up with the Malbim that Utztoko Tielano is like this, that Utztoko is that we make the Ben Odom L'Chaveros into Ben Odom L'Mokans. In other words, that Cholitz of Ben Odom L'Chaveros, that let's say I have to give the avoid to the Oni at night, he should be able to sleep, he should get his blanket, and then he has to bring it back in the morning, but it makes the Balavas Meshuggah, like he doesn't have any more peace in his own house. He's not a Balavas in his own house. In the morning, he's late for going to business, and suddenly this guy knocks on the door, yes, here I'm bringing my blanket. At night, he's tired. Guy knocks at the door. I'm picking up my blanket. No, and the guy comes into the room, into the house, the person. So the least you can do is to offer him some coffee and some cookies. He's going crazy. Like, his house is not his own house anymore. That's how you become an Elech Yid. That was the value system which I thought was being taught to us in the Mishpatim of the Torah, which tells us how much we have to bend over backwards to make a fellow Jew feel comfortable and try and make him happy rather than sad and rather than being smashed into pieces by his fate and so on. So the Mishpatim come after the Aseres HaDibros to tell us that the Aseres HaDibros, which tell us that we're supposed to be a Mamleches Kohen and a Goy Kodesh, well, it's telling us that you want to know what does a Mamleches Kohen and Goy Kodesh look like. It looks like a people who, when this guy is just on his way to the Daf Yomi, and he wants to go, and he's never missed a session before, and now suddenly he finds his cat in the street, and he has to make himself a sugar and start feeding it and this and that, and finding the owner, and ahead and ahead. That is what the Torah wants us to look like. The Torah wants us to look like Ehrlicher, good to mention, who care about their fellow Jew. So we thought that might be a reason why the Mishpatim follow onto the Matan Torah of HaSinai. Now, what about the Mishkan? We move straight into the Mishkan. And what's the Mahalach over there? you know, that, if, let's say it wouldn't have been just like this. Let's say it would have been that the Sefer Shemos would have ended with the end of Mishpatim, let's say, and then Sefer Vayikra starts with the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. That would have been perhaps logical, because that's Oyel Moed, and it's got to do with the with the halachas of Korbanos and so on and so forth. So why not start with the with the Mishkan in Sefer Vayikra? I think we would have had less of a shaila than we have in this particular situation, where we have the Mishkan starting right after in Truma, which is the end of Shemos, and then we have Tetzaveh, we have Vayakel and Pekuda. Why does it belong there? Okay, we know the Ramban, that the Ge'ula was not finished until it was Shovu L'Mailas Avoysam, Shor Yesoy De'Loya Alei Olem. I don't think I quoted that last time, but that's the Ramban's Loshen. Ramban said that why does Shemos end with the Mishkan? Because it started off with the Golus Mitzrayim, and then it ends when they're out of Mitzrayim. When are they out of Mitzrayim? When then they came back to the Malas Avosam, Shehoi Yosoid Elaya Alei Ohaleihem. As I stated in Ramban, and so we suggested this other aspect, and I think that that's really what the Malbim wants to say over there, that Otztokoti Elon, it's Otztokof on our part if we accept the Mishpotim of the Torah as laid down in the Torah, without saying, well, I've got a better way of punishing a thief. No, Tztokot Yelona, be maftir your own ideas, and do what the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to say. Now, what is the Mishkan? So we all know, what's the Mishkan? The Mishkan is a beautiful, fancy hotel, right? Huh? Am I joking? What does that mean? What did I say? I said that the Mishkan is a great hotel. Well, that's a blasphemy. What, the Mishkan is a hotel? Well, a little bit it is. And that is something that we ought to be thinking about now as we begin to think about what the Mishkan is doing over here in Sefer Shemos. What is Tucker happening over here? So you remember that last time we did already look at the Mishnah in Tanis, and the last half of the final Mishnah in Tanis. So we have like this: B'chein hu aymer tzeno re'eno benois tzion b'melach shloimoi be'atoro she'itcho lo'imoi b'yom chasunoso u'b'yom simchas libay. Yeah, so it says tzeno re'eno in Shir Hashirim. It says, go out benois tzion, you, the girls, the Yiddish techter, right? And look at the Melech Shlomoy, wearing the crown with which his mother had crowned him. So we learned over there, I read to you from the Tiferes Yisrael, that it doesn't mean the Melech Shlomoy, it means the Rebbeinu Shlomoy, and it doesn't mean what the beginning of the mission was talking about, where the girls went out to find Shiduchim. No, it's talking about the Rebbeinu Shlolam, and the Atoro She'itcha Lo'imoi is B'yom Chasunosoi U'B'yom Simchas Liboi, and on that the Mishnah says, B'yom Chasunosoi Zu Matan Torah, U'B'yom Simchas Liboi Ze Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So those were very, very happy days. Yom Chasunosoi Zu Matan Torah, presumably because when Rebbeinu Shlolam gave us Aseres HaDibrois, although of course we only got the Luchos later, but the beginning one, the Ikar of the Luchos is what it says on them. So that's Kilo L'Yom Chasunosoi, that the Chosen giving the color ring. So that is the Yom Matan Torah, and that is on Yom Kippur, of course, because the Luchos Shniyos were given on Yom Kippur. And Yom Simchas Libay Zubinyan Beis HaMikdash. So they also, the Vatnura and so on, the Tosfos Yontov talk about it, that also means Yom Kippur, because the Chinuch of the Bayis Rishon, Shlomo Amelech's Bayis. So there were the two groups of 7 days, and in the first group of 7 days, those were 7 days before Sukkot. So within those 7 days, you have Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur was part of the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. So Yom Kippur has these two simchas. It has the first simcha is the Yom Chasunosai, getting the Luchos Shniyos, and the Yom Simchas Libay is the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. So we learned about that last week. Now, let's think a little bit about that. Now, just now I made a stupid joke. I said that, what's the Beis HaMikdash? It's a great hotel. Well, is it? So, obviously it sounds like a terrible thing to say. The point is, though, that it kind of says it in the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tanakh. Maybe some of you learned this sugya in Divrei Hayomim, maybe you didn't. But there was a ganze Meister over there. So you had a king who was called Achazyohu. Achazyohu. And he wasn't a good king of Yehuda. And his mother was called Asalya. And she was a very, very big Roshah. She was a daughter of Omri, the king of Yisrael. It's nishkin guta shidduch when Yehuda made chasna with Yisrael. It wasn't a good idea. Anyway, so Achazyohu was killed by Yehu. Vayikburu ki Omru ben Yehoshaphatu ashadorash as Hashem. See, he was a son of Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was a big tzaddik. So at least we give him a decent burial. Okay, so Achazyohu was killed, and he was buried. Now, Va'asalyohu, Eim Achazyohu, so she was the mother of Achazyohu. Ro'aso kimeis beno, she saw that her son Achazyohu had been killed. Va'tokam, so she got up. Va'tadabe is called Zera ha'mamlocho le'beis Yehuda. And she killed out all the potential claimants to the throne of Yehuda. In other words, Achazyohu was the king. So normally now he dies, so he was killed. But he's dead. So now he should be succeeded by some one of his children. So what did she do? These children were her grandchildren. Achazyohu was her son, and now he was killed. So what she did was, okay, I want to be queen, and I don't want the grandchildren to be the kings. And therefore she killed them. She killed her own grandchildren. But Tokom, Vatadaber is called Zera HaMamlocho Leves Yehuda. We don't have to go into the question of why Vatadaber means that she killed them. There's plenty written on all this, but let's just take it for granted. So she killed all her grandchildren. So now, Lechoyva, she has no more competition, and she can become the queen. And Mimela, everything is good. So, but what happened? Vatikach Yehoshav As Bas HaMelech Es Yoyosh ben Achazyohu, Vatignoiv Oisoi, Mitoch bene Hamelach Hamumosim, Vatiten Oisoi Veis Meiniktoi, Bachadar Hametois, in the bedroom, Vatastireu, and she hid him. Yehoshavas Bas HaMelech Yehoram, Eshes Yehoyoda Hakoyen, Kihi Hois Achois Achazyohu, Mipnei Asalyohu, Velohim Misosu. She saved this little Yoyosh from her, she was the nurse of Yoyosh, and she saved him so that Asalya was not able to kill him. So how did she save him? Asalya was the queen now, so how was she able to save him? The queen can do whatever she wants. Tells us she hid them. So what did she do? Vatitten oiso ve'es mei niktoi bachadah mitos, in the bedroom. Vatastireyu Yehoshavas Bas HaMelech Yehoram Eshes Yehoyoda HaKoyen Ki Hi Hoiso Achos Achazyohu, and Mipnei Asal Yohu, she hid him from being exposed to the plots of Asal Yohu, V'loi He Misosu, and therefore he wasn't killed. Now, B'chada HaMita is in the bed chamber. Now, what's that? So the Mefarish in Divrei Yomim learns a Proshtu Pshat. The bedchamber set aside for the use of the Kohanim in the temple. Oh, so there was a room somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohanim had to rest, they were able to lie down there, and that's where she hid the little boy. But Rashi to Melochim brings the tradition of the sages that bedchamber refers, now hold your hats, refers to the Holy of Holies in the temple, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, that what the Torah calls over here, what the Tanakh calls, Bachadah HaMitos, that she hid them in the bedroom, What is that bedroom? That bedroom is the Kodesh Kodoshim. Yehoshava and her husband Yehoyada, who was the Kohen Gadol, had access to that most sacred of places and concealed the young king either in the cells surrounding it. That means, it doesn't mean, I mean, even the Medrash were just talking about this. Yeah, it's not saying that she put him actually in the Kodesh Kodoshim itself. There was the organ, and there was little Yehoyash playing Lego with a railway carriage, like to have a train running around. I mean, that didn't happen. It was not mamish in the Kodesh Kodoshim, but the Kodesh Kodoshim itself had lishkais going around it, or the ceiling on top of it. So there, that is where she hid the child. So far, so good. And then the Tanakh goes on then and describes the reign ultimately of Yehoyash after he grew up. He was 6 years. Can you imagine that? He was 6 years in the Kodesh Kodashim, hiding from Asalia. And then Asalia died and he came out and they made him king. And there's a long, complicated story. It's a big, big, big chelek of Divrei Yomim Beis. Very, very interesting. But that's not so much our sugya, but our sugya is, why do you call the Kodesh Kodoshim Chadah HaMitos of all things? It's really unbelievable. And the idea, this is the Kohen Gadol and his wife, they decided this is where the child is going to have to be hidden, so that Salyo shouldn't kill him. What does a child look like who's been brought up for 6 years in the Kodesh Kodoshim, at least in the rooms surrounding the Kodesh Kodoshim? I mean, that's not a poshut place to be. Now, the fact is, we're not going to go into this now, but the fact is that ultimately when they were able to take Yehoyash out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, that was after Yehoyada died. So it says over here, in Divra Yomim Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'achare Mois Yehoyada, Bo'u Sore Yehuda, V'yishtachavu LaMelech. The Sore Yehuda all came and they bowed down to this Yehoyash. Os Shoma Melech Aleim, they bowed down to him. Now why did they bow down to him? So here I wrote in the Perush, they worshipped him as they would an idol, and he allowed himself to be deified. That's Seder Olam Rabbah 18, based on Midrashim. Because this was a kid who had been in the Kodesh Kodoshim for 6 years, as Nishkin Gelechter. So there must have been something about him, some shine, who knows what it was like, I don't know. Yeah, but Atkedei Kach, that they wanted to make him Kehilu Navoi Dezara. So for that you have to learn Tanakh. But in the meantime, you see that somehow, I called it a hotel. Now, obviously, that's nonsense. The Kodesh Kodoshim is not a hotel. Kohen Gadol was allowed to go in once during the, whatever it is, the number of times on Yom Kippur. So what's all this about? But what it is about is that really, when we think about it, what does it mean? What does it mean? Now the Emes says that is a tzavetik kind of sugya, because if you look into tzave, taka this week's parsha, remember this about Yehoyash and the chadah hamitos. It's an unbelievable thing. Melochim doesn't bring it. It's a whole big story. But I hope I have it over here. One second. No, of course I don't. I have the wrong chumash here. But at the end, when in Tetzave, you know, in Tetzave, you have the Big Day Kohuna, and then after the Big Day Kohuna, you have the some of the korbanos that were brought in connection with the chinuch of the Mishkan. And the last posuk dealing with the Mishkan over there in Tetzaveh, it says, "I am the Ribbono Shel Olam who brought you out of Mitzrayim, L'shochni b'sochem. L'shochni b'sochem. Now, what does that mean? That the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, L'shochni b'sochem, in order to dwell among you. Now, I translated it in order. That may not be the right translation. Let's go back a moment. What does it mean, L'shochni b'sochem? So Rashi says that L'shochni means Al-Menos. That, what did he mean? I took you out of Mitzrayim on condition that I will dwell on the understanding. I don't know exactly how Rashi uses Al-Menos here. The Ramban dings it on Rashi, because he says that the prefix le shachni b'socham, is not the way that the lamed is used in Lashon HaKodesh. Lamed is often a direction, you go there, le, you go to that place. Various other things, but not Al-Menos. So Ramban doesn't like Al-Menos. So, what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, in order, L'shochni b'sochem means, in order that I will be able to dwell among them. In order that I will be able to dwell among them. So he says that's an unbelievable chiddush, because that sounds like that who needs the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash? So he says, L'fi pshat, or the pashtos, we would have supposed, if somebody would have asked us, what's the Shechina doing in the Beis HaMikdash? So the answer would have been that Klal Yisrael needs that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be housed ke'ilu in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where he was going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu the Hemshech of Sinai, right? Chazal, that's also the Ramban, right? That the whole Mishkan was there, the purpose of the Mishkan was that the Koil of HaSinai was going to be heard from within the Mishkan also, and all the mitzvahs which Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu from the Mishkan. Azedas. So, it's a place where you are housed, it's a place where you live. And that is how the Ramban explains it. It's taken not Tzorech Hedyot, it's Tzorech Gavoya. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want to live among my Yidden. I want to live with my Yidden. That is what's happening over here. It's an unbelievably meirdig gezach. And the fact is that Moshe Rabbeinu already seems to have said that and seems to have intuited that that's the way it's going to be, because in the Shira, we have Ozi v'zimros yova hili lishua, ze keli v'anvehu, elokei ovi v'aroim u'meno. It's elokei ovi v'aroim u'meno. So what does it mean, ze keli v'anvehu? Zog de tagum, dein elohei v'evnei lei mikdash. Anvehu is from Loshen Nove, a dwelling place. So, amar b'memra, I should have read that. Dein Elohe ve'evnei lei mikdash. Eloho d'avhosi ve'eflach kodomaihi. Zekeli v'anveyo Elohe ovi v'arom v'menem. In other words, what's the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is a place where we are meroimem the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Targum explains that what does it mean that we are meroimem the Ribbono Shel Olam? That is ve'eflach kodomaihi, but the ikah is dein ohev ve'evne le mikdash, and I'm going to build him a mikdash. Oh, so right away, like the first thing that we're talking about after the Kriyas Yamsuf, finally we are out of Mitzrayim, we're across the sea, nobody got drowned from the Yidden, and now we're starting to create life as a Klal Yisrael. So the first thing, Ke'ilu, yeah? Zus v'roich v'roma v'yom, ozi v'zim rasyo v'hili lishua, ze keili v'anveyu elokei ovi v'roma menu. So it's a meirdig gezach. So the Mishkan is a nove, nevei shanon. It's a dwelling place. It's a place where you live. And vos shteit in divrei hayamim. That if you're going to hide a little boy in the Beis HaMikdash for 6 years, so where are you going to put him? You're going to put him in the bedroom. Yeah, where's the bedroom of the Beis HaMikdash? The Mizbeach is in the bedroom, and the Azor is in the bedroom, and the Shulchan is in the bedroom. So what's the bedroom? Is it? The Kodesh Kedoshim is the bedroom. Now what does that mean? But the emes is that when we learn just now what we've been learning, that's really what's saying. I mean, let's go to the Mishnah again. Let's go to the Mishnah in Tanis. And what steht dort? Steht that the Zeno Reiner bin Reis Zion bei Torah bei dort bei Schleimer Meller bei Torah Shitrele immer bei Yom Chassanosa bei Yom Simchas Libay. What is Yom Chassanosa and what is Yom Simchas Libay? So that's talking about what it is. So Yom Chassanosa is his Chasna. That's what I touched it last week, and I think that's what it means. That Biyom Chasanosa is Takasina. That's where the Kala got the ring. That the Rabban Shem gave us the Aseres HaDibros and the Luchos, which was culminated on Yom Kippur. And then you have Biyom Chasanosa, Biyom Simchas Libay. What's Takasimchas Libay? Like there's a Simcha by the Chasna too, but it's a different kind of Simcha. The Simcha by the Chasna is everybody's very, very happy. This is going to be a new bias, a bias Neman, the Israel, it's going to be wonderful, but it isn't yet. But the Wild is still in the hall with the band, but they're not home yet. Yom Simchas Libay is when they go home, after the Chasna. They go home and they start building their house, they start building their home, and that is a beautiful thing. And that's called the Simchas Libay. I imagine, I don't know whether this is true, and it may be, I don't know, like, because I doubt whether the chasnas, which they made in the time when they said the Shira, were very comparable to the chasnas we make nowadays. Although it wouldn't have been such a problem to get a decent drummer for the band, because whoever was a good drummer was probably part of the 600,000 yidden. Bekitzer, yeah, the chasnas probably were different, but I think that Yom Chasanosa is the Chasna, is Matan Torah. Yom Simchas Libay is the beginning of the family, the beginning of the home, the beginning of being together, husband and wife, and building a home together. That's the Yom Simchas Libay. And was it does? Wie stellt sich das aus in the Posuk? Das stellt sich aus wie der Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. That means that the Beis HaMikdash, this is a meirdige Sach, which we have to understand. What is being said here? It's saying that, remember, the Ramban told us in Tetzaveh by L'shachni b'seichem. I'm sorry, I forget things. L'shachni b'seichem. And took you out of Mitzrayim. So that I will have a place. I want to live in a nice area, nice Jewish area. Oh, so where's the best place, a nice Jewish area? Oh, the Beis HaMikdash v'shletzer. That's a great place. And that's where I want to live. L'shachni b'seichem. And that's why the chinuch habayis of the Beis HaMikdash was on Yom Kippur. It's just unbelievable, everything. So the Beis HaMikdash is a home. It's a home for the Rabbein Shalom. And you know who wanted that home? It's not the neighbors who wanted the Rabbein Shalom to move in. It was the Rabbein Shalom who said, this is where I want to live. There's no other place in this world in which I would live rather than in the Beis HaMikdash. So once we've understood that, it's ganz mistabe that the Seder of the Parshias, Matan Torah, Mishpotim, and then Binyan Beis HaMikdash is all in the very, very understandable order, because that is talk of the sequence. The Rabban Shimon gave us the Torah. That's a Meirat Gezach. But why did he give us the Torah? Well, why did he give us the Torah? Yeah, he gave us the Torah that we should be his people, and that in Klal Yisrael there should be Mamleches Kayanim v'goy kodesh. No, so how do you do that? How can you guarantee that you will be a Mamlechus Kohen of a Goy Kodesh? The answer is through the Mishpotim. What? Mishpotim? Why Mishpotim? Mishpotim has to do with money matters, with oxen and boilers and all kinds of terrible things. So what's that got to do with anything? It has to do when you turn those Mishpotim into mitzvahs, and you turn them into the Mamlechus Kohen of a Goy Kodesh, to make us the kind of people who, when we are observed in our Jewish actions and our Jewish attitudes, and when we are recognized to be like that, so that comes right after the Aseres Hadibros. Guys, I gave you the Beis HaMikdash. I gave you the Aseres Hadibros. I told you what you have to be. You have to be Mamlechus Kohen of a Goy Kodesh. Now get going. Now, in past years, we talked about the Eved Ivri, like why the Eved Ivri is the first one of the mitzvahs over there and so on. I mean, these are all things. I mean, I don't think that I say anything very new tonight, but it is kind of new also when you think about it in the context in which we've explained it. So that is why the Mishpotim are over here, because the Mishpotim become Ben Odom Lamokams, and then finally the Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, because that's the end of all. That is where everything moves towards. It moves towards a Jewish area where people live, and in their midst you have the Beis HaMikdash, and in the midst of the Beis HaMikdash you have the Kodesh Kodoshim, and that is where the Rabbein Shlalom is, and that's where his Hashuah Shechina is, and that is where we are together creating a Yom Simchas Libur.